Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler. And we are back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod, hosting this one on a Wednesday evening, midweek, as always. Hopefully, you guys have had a good week this far. Recording this after the NFL owners' meetings, after everything went down. Quotes from Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, and Woody Johnson on the horizon here as we discuss everything from the owners' meetings in Orlando, Florida, from the early portion of this week. In terms of free agent news, not too much to touch on from this past week. Free agent defensive end Jadeveon Clowney signed with the Carolina Panthers on Wednesday, today. 2 year, $24 million. Yeah, doesn't seem like the Jets were going to go that high. They were probably looking at more of the $6 to $8 million range for Clowney's services. So at this point, we are still on the verge of signing an edge rusher, looking for an edge rusher to replace the production of not only Bryce Huff, but Quentin Jefferson as well. I know the Jets signed Javon Kinlaw. Not the same level of production there from recent years that we saw from Quentin Jefferson. You could hope that he kind of plays an elevated role and kind of elevates his play next to Quinton Williams, obviously. Maybe Quentin Jefferson's play next to Quinton Williams definitely got elevated as well. But, you know, how much of an impact will Javon Kinlaw have rushing the quarterback? Is he more of a pass-rushing defensive tackle rather than a run-stopping DT? So we will definitely see how the Jets want to, you know, plan around the losses of Bryce Huff, Quentin Jefferson in Sox. You know, Will McDonald, Robert Saleh actually touched on this one during his portion of the breakfast at the NFL owners' meetings. You know, I believe it was Connor Hughes who asked, you know, doesn't that kind of put more pressure on Will McDonald, you know, the fourth, who's coming in here, you know, one year removed from the NFL draft, of course, a rookie season that was, you know, flashy at times. You know, he had his moments, I would say, Will McDonald did. But he's coming in here now, you know, kind of the front of this rotation, right? Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald, your edge rushers here, dude, you know, you're going to ask a lot of them, right? Jermaine Johnson, actually a second-team Pro Bowler here a year ago, second or third-team Pro Bowler. Either way, I think the Jets are in a spot where they definitely need to, you know, attack the edge rushing market a bit, look in the draft, see if you can get a guy in the mid-rounds, just to, you know, carry some of that production over from last year. You know, Carl Lawson, of course, is still out there as an option for the Jets if they were to re-sign some of their own here. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a, you know, they have to look at the free agent market, definitely have to look at a few other options here if they want to try to solidify their edge rushing unit, which I think they should, before the NFL season. So with that said, as I said before, really not too much free agent news going on other than the Clowney signing that got announced a couple hours ago. To go over some of Saleh's quotes, and, you know, some of his notes over the past couple days, he kind of kicked off the breakfast with, saying Aaron Rodgers, right, is expected to be available for the spring, OTAs, minicamp, things of that nature. He kind of, you know, said that minicamp is now more of a 7-on-7 camp, right? You know, OTAs, that is more of a 7-on-7 camp. So Aaron Rodgers kind of no pads, you know, kind of just going out there running around, throwing the football. Can't hurt, right? He'll definitely be there, hopefully along with, you know, Garrett Wilson. Mike Williams won't be available probably until very late August, maybe even until, you know, game week. He does not seem like a guy who's going to practice all that much throughout the summer. He should be ready for week one. He kind of spoke on it on the Adam Schefter podcast yesterday. He said, you know, that's the goal, right? I mean, that's the goal, be ready for week one. Probably not going to see any of Mike Williams in the preseason. So yeah, he should be ready for the first game, but we'll see. We'll definitely see there. So he's got a long way to go, though, right? I mean, Saleh touched on it. He's kind of on that Breece Hall recovery path. They kind of got injured in the same sort of weeks. Their timeline kind of coincides. So, you know, hopefully Mike will be ready for week one. But, you know, sounded like Saleh was pretty confident about that one. Regarding the safety position, obviously the Jets currently have Chuck Clark and Tony Adams employed there. Ashton Davis still being a free agent. The Jets say they are not done, as per Saleh. That's still, you know, under construction, I should say. You know, the back end of that defense, the secondary, is still definitely up for debate on who's going to be starting at you know, free safety, strong safety. Tony Adams kind of has his spot solidified. Do the Jets want to use Chuck Clark as more of that third safety hybrid linebacker kind of player? And then you get a you get more of a solidified veteran in there at the safety spot just to cover over the top. Who knows? I mean, I do believe the Jets used three safety looks a good amount last year. They liked Ashton Davis in that Chiefs game especially, right? I mean, they liked deploying him as that kind of like roamer. Your job is to get the interception, right, kind of thing. So hopefully, you know, the Jets look to explore the safety market a bit more. Draft is not out of the question either when it comes to the safety spot, but we'll see how they attack that the rest of the offseason. In terms of Corey Davis, our door is always going to be open to him in terms of Corey Davis's return to the Jets. I've seen reports, I've seen rumblings of Corey Davis looking elsewhere, kind of feeling out his market. I'd love Corey back. I think he's, you know, pretty good asset to the locker room, and he could definitely solidify that wide receiver three position, as that could be kind of a competition with him and Alan Lazard heading into training camp next year. But we'll see. If Corey's interested in coming back to the team, I would definitely, you know, I agree with Salah. I'd welcome him back with open arms if I were the Jets, and I think they definitely would. I think Davis is a pretty valuable member. Could be a pretty valuable member if they were to bring him back. So definitely rooting for a return for CD there. Kind of going down the list here, Elijah Vera Tucker, I posted on my Instagram a couple days ago that the Jets plan to deploy him at right guard. The right decision, right? I mean, it was pretty obvious after the signing of Tyrod Smith, John Simpson, Joe Tippmann staying at center, and then Morgan Moses that Tucker will be, Vera Tucker will be sticking a right guard there for the whole season, right? Salah doesn't have any plans to move him around, even though injuries do happen. They plan to keep him at right guard for the entire year. Kind of changed that injury luck around, knock on wood. Salah did speak on the injuries and how, you know, they kind of have a plan of hopefully reducing injuries on the offensive line. That's definitely a big point of emphasis heading into the season, is kind of, you know, cut injuries, right? Just cut them out of the game. It feels like the Jets always, every year since like 2015, have had injuries in the offensive line. And, you know, not a surprise that the Jets had their best season in 2015 since 2010. You know, because the offensive line stayed healthy, even though they had guys, you know, they had DeBrickashaw later in his career. I believe they had, yeah, we're going back here, but James Carpenter, I believe. They had Nick Mangold still at center. Going back a bit, but yeah, that's definitely, you know, a point of emphasis is to keep the offensive line healthy. So they should definitely do that as well. Running back, they are not done adding there either. Robert Saleh touched on it. Wants to see Izzy Abanaconda develop, but they do not plan on keeping that room, you know, just as it is. They plan on adding someone, have that be in the draft or a veteran option, say Ezekiel Elliott. J.K. Dobbins also out there on the free agent market. There was news coming out on him. He had his Achilles repaired by Dr. Neil Elatrosh, the same doctor that repaired Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. So he's, you know, good spirits. He got good news on his Achilles surgery. So he's cleared for football activities and should be available for teams starting now. So I believe it was Ian Rappaport who reported that. They expect him to start taking visits with teams, seeing, you know, where his market lies. The Jets will definitely be involved there, I think, especially because Aaron Rodgers had such a good relationship with him during his ACL or Achilles recovery, at, I think, the Achilles factory. Rodgers kind of, you know, signified that as. So that'll be an interesting one if it does develop into a visit and then, you know, potential signing later on. But that is pretty much for Salah, right? He said most of the obvious things that you usually expect from a coach in a press conference. In March, I mean, there's not too much, you know, to talk about that we don't already know as Jets fans. I feel like Twitter or X has given us such a, you know, strong platform to kind of know news instantly. It's kind of tough for head coaches to break news to us, right? It's more of a just a refresher around the football team and kind of where things are at. But that's on Salah and everything he had to really say. Joe Douglas went into it a bit with Zach Wilson and, you know, where they're at. They've received trade calls, you know, per Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, but haven't really entertained them as of yet. You know, I mean, they have a little bit of time. I think he does get traded before the NFL draft. I've seen fans and, you know, tweets saying that they could keep him into training camp, wait until, you know, a potential quarterback, you know, forbid gets hurt. You trade Zach to that team for, you know, an increased value. I don't see that at all. I really don't think teams are going to be looking at Zach Wilson, firstly, as their point of replacement, but you know, who knows? I mean, they could, but I think he'll be gone before the draft, sometime early April. I think they'll trade him to either the Chiefs or the Vikings or whatever team could use a backup or, you know, a training camp arm, as people put it. So we'll see where that leads. But as of right now, Zach Wilson is still on the New York Jets. Woody Johnson kind of reiterating that point, saying they're not going to release him. Good on Woody, honestly, just to try to up his trade value any more if he could. But as of right now, he's still on the football team. So that's that for Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas' update on Zach Wilson and where he's at there. But with that said, those are most of Saleh's quotes. Douglas didn't really have too much to say, kind of just the GM rhetoric, what you would expect from a general manager in March to say. Didn't really touch too much on the draft, just saying he had flexibility. He has flexibility now with the recent additions at, you know, offensive line, backup quarterback. They're still looking to add another quarterback. I actually found that pretty interesting. That's another thing that Saleh added during his breakfast talk. Was the Jets are, you know, interested in adding that third QB. You know, once they get rid of Zach, you know, could that be through the draft? It's definitely interesting that I've seen people bring up Michael Pratt as a potential option. I believe he's out of Tulane. There are definitely options for the Jets to go in certain areas, but we'll see how they attack that third quarterback. It will likely be through the draft. I'm just not too sure how or how late they're going to draft a QB, right? I mean, they have the flexibility to do it really whenever they want. I know, you know, preferably recommended at pick number 10. I think that one will be used for offensive line, wide receiver, things like that. But as of right now, the Jets are still on the market for a QB 3. So we'll see how that shapes up here as we enter, you know, kind of crunch time in the draft world. You see analysts putting out their full 7-round mock drafts at this time. So about a month away, about 29 days away from the NFL draft. It's always exciting, right? Especially in a year where the Jets don't have a set position that they need to address. It definitely opens up a lot of avenues for them to go, and it'll be interesting to see how they attack it heading into April and May, and, you know, OTAs, and when football starts to feel real again in August and July and things of that nature. So with that said, I think I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. I do appreciate everyone listening and following along and commenting and posting and, you know, DMing. Really means a lot. I do it because of you guys. So I really appreciate all the interactions. If you could, follow my Instagram at New York Jets Game Plan, Twitter, or X at New York Jets Game Plan. I post on there pretty often. On Instagram, that is. Twitter, I kind of just roam around and stalk New York Jets Matt and all those good Jets Twitter accounts. But yeah, as of right now, way more active on Insta. So definitely reach out to me there. We'll connect and we'll talk Jets as always. So I really appreciate you guys. I'll see you next week for another episode of the Game Plan Pod.